We want to give pleasure to ourselves. We want to give pleasure to others. But what the yoga text, particularly Bhagavad Gita, the prime yoga text, points out is that real happiness is not on the level of the body and mind. Real happiness is on the level of our spiritual self, known in Sanskrit as the Atma, particle of spiritual consciousness, the I am beyond the body and mind. Real happiness is in the connection between the tiny I am and the supreme I am. It's easy to explain in Sanskrit. There is the Atma, that tiny particle of spiritual consciousness that is the identity of each one of us. And then there's Paramatma, the supreme Atma, the supreme consciousness. The challenge of the yoga text is, how can we be happy without connection to that supreme consciousness? Someone might say, well, there very well may be the supreme consciousness, the ultimate source, but we don't know it. And who actually knows? Here we come to the essence of our current problems, a lack of understanding the purpose of the human body. The ancient Vedic texts associated with India very clearly explain that the prime purpose of the human body is not economic activities, political activities, sensual activities, entertainment, diversion, sports. No, the prime purpose of the human body is enlightenment, self-realization. All else is secondary and tertiary. Once we understand what the goal of human civilization is, then everything becomes clear. Otherwise, what are our choices? To just be busy, 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 and never leave ourselves time to think? Or else, to keep our intelligence preoccupied with so many unimportant things. And that way we actually squander the great wealth of the human body. What we are facing today in human society is a crisis in terms of what is the point. Maybe sometimes some of you have wondered, what's the point? Why struggle so much? Why toil so hard? Yes, bills have to be paid, but still, what's the point of this whole race? But then you can't drop out. You can't drop out of the race because everyone will look at you like you're crazy. And not only can you not drop out of the race for that reason, because of social pressure, but also fear. If I slow down in the race, I could stumble, fall, and be trampled by the crowd. So there's pressure, and there is fear. All because we lack the knowledge that will make us strong. The foundation of the genuine yoga system is knowledge. And that knowledge brings about the erasing of illusions.